What are you doing?
I could keep doing that.
Don't do it.
I could introduce Laura Conaway, who's here to talk about a segment we once called On the Blog, but you know, it's so much more than On the Blog. It's really on the site, on the whole site.
I still think of it as On the Blog, actually.
You gotta change your thinking, Laura. Think out of the box.
That's old, man.
It's old thinking.
That's so first few months of 2008.
Well, hey, look at our show's name, The Bryant Park Project.
That's right.
That's what we were in pilot, and that's what we are today.
It's a project.
You know, we asked people yesterday to take a look at our logo, and some of them pointed out something that I'm embarrassed to say I had never, ever seen in our logo.
Oh, me too.
NPR.
Yeah.
The NPR in Bryant Park Project are pulled out and in black. Have you noticed this one, Rosenfeld?
Yeah. I think that was a lucky accident. I read one of the comments was like, "Ooh, you guys are so clever for picking that name so you could extract those."
Oh yes, I'm so clever. I never even noticed it was there. Yeah.
I've looked at that slate a lot of times though. It's on every video.
You've seen it.
So, you know, once or twice.
It's pretty strategic how it lines up. I never thought of it.
Wynn's killer app is he pays attention.
We opened a listener challenge today for those of you paying attention. Allison Stewart sent a picture of baby Ike, and he is setting up a good whale. What we need is for you guys to write a caption. The first couple are in. Somebody said what he's saying is he wants teeth. I think, you know, we hear what happens. I've also brought in Wynn today because Wynn just finished a video about an artist who types up your letters to the next president. Wynn.
Yeah, it's actually, her name is Cheryl Oring, and she's been doing this. It's called her I Wish to Say project. She goes around the country. She's actually been all around the world and finds passersby. She dresses up in a 1960s secretarial outfit, and she's got a little old manual typewriter. And she just asks people on the street to stop by and dictate a letter of what they'd like to say to the president. So right now she's in the middle of sort of the last phase of this, which is the letters to the future president. And she was down in Bryant Park yesterday, typing up people's letters, and she hopes to deliver them to the president after the inauguration.
She's just going to post them? Just put them in the mail?
Yeah, well, she wants to deliver them in person, but she's working on the details. And it was actually really interesting. I mean, the genesis of the project was just the idea that she wanted to sort of get an idea of what regular people say that, you know, wasn't something that was so well, in her opinion, expressed in the mainstream media, and that that people in the street maybe could provide some wisdom to the commander-in-chief who's so far from that.
I like in the video, Wynn, is that it's raining, and people are standing out there in the rain under umbrellas waiting for a chance to dictate their letter to the next president.
Oh, wow, they were queuing up.
But that,
pretty interesting.
But Wynn, didn't you add those effects in post?
Yes, everything is. Yeah. The rain
that's
is
good. I mean,
it's a George Lucas plug-in.
Yeah, we can afford that. But there's more. There's a next step.
Yeah,
this.
Well, so what we've done is we've actually, you know, we had a couple of... About a week ago, we put a call on the blog out to our listeners to say, you know, if you had, you know, to say something to the president, you know, what would you say? And we recorded a couple of their wishes. And this one is from Teddy King, listener from California.
Dear Mr. or Madam President, congratulations on your new job. My son is only 17 months old. I worry that all he will know in his time is instability and human suffering due to weather changes, failed crops, and terrible storms. Please do what you can to save this world of ours. This mom would really appreciate it.
Whoa.
Yeah. I mean, what was really interesting is that a lot of the letters, and even, you know, when I was down there, I mean, they're not mostly partisan, and they're not mostly angry, and they're not mostly, you know, particularly polarized. In general, they're people sort of saying personal things about their children and their
they want
sort of,
the world to be like.
Yeah, sort of general fears.
Are you saying they have hope?
A little bit. Hope, dreams.
You know, I wrote a letter to Reagan when I was little.
Did you?
Yeah, I was really afraid that they were going to drop bombs on us, the Russians.
Did you get a form letter back?
Or no, I got nothing.
A solicitation for donations?
At least you didn't get a bomb back,
I got nothing.
When I was little, I was a little, you know, savvy, and I wrote a letter to Chief of Staff Don Regan. And he actually implicated.
You would.
Yeah. Some policies as a result. I also wrote a letter to the Office of Management and Budget Director, but he was on the outs.